Welcome back to the Sports Desk. I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, a busy day at the Finn Valley Centre, the Ulster Novice and Underage Cross Country Championships.
Yes, indeed it was, indeed, Owen, and a really very, very exciting and interesting day and very encouraging day indeed. And weather was good and conditions were good and the organisation was excellent, so everything was on a positive scale. Obviously, the Novice was the big talking point at the end of the day, as is the senior event, and the great return from Finn Valley, winning both the men's and the ladies' team events, and starting with the women's. Well, that individual race went to a girl from Derry called Judith Storm, but the Finn Valley girls, led by Maggie O'Hora in third place, took the team from Inishowen. A great battle between Inishowen and Finn Valley. 3-0, of course, in the Novice Women. And the Finn Valley team, Maggie O'Hora, Joanne Campbell and Bree Jean Murray, and Inishowen in second, and City of Derry in third. So that was exciting. And then we went on to the men's, a big, big field, and that's always encouraging as well. And some great running, but a great individual performance from a young man from Newry called Gary Crummy. He won the event, but a storming performance from Oisin Toy from Finn Valley. He led the Finn Valley team to a team victory, but the manner of his run was exceptional. You know, he came from about sixth over the last couple of laps and he stormed it. And, you know, in a race where only 3 points separated Finn Valley from Annadale in the end, Finn Valley on 65, Annadale on 68, Letterkenny on 72. So Valley needed every single point, and Oisin Toy provided that leadership. John Joe Doherty was their second runner home. Shay Carlin was third, and Mitchell McLaughlin taking a bit of time off from cycling on this occasion. He played his part big time as well to make up that team. So Finn Valley, Annadale, and Letterkenny, 1-2-3 there. Running down through some other events, yet again another good run from Amy Green and Amor McCarroll from Finn Valley, and that under 19 girls, they were second and third, and the Finn Valley winning that under 19 girls team. Finn Valley, in fact, were qualified through about six or eight, I think it was eight teams altogether through the day, so they'll be pretty happy with their overall return. But that under 19 girls was Amor and Amy Green, and then we went to 17 boys. No great stories for Donegal in that one. Under 19 boys, I'm looking. Under 19 girls, actually, the team result, Finn Valley from Lagan. And then the under 17 boys, really, once again, as always, and we're only 2 weeks out from Downing, from his home ground for Keenan McFadden. The young Chrysler man, Cranford Athletic Club, he was, again, exceptional in the under 17 boys, exceptional. You know, I can't just praise him enough, but such an impressive performance. And, you know, you could see he's full of confidence right now. So good luck to him come Nationals. And then we had Father McGee of Letterkenny was third in that one. So that was the under 17 boys. Then I'll move to the under 17 girls, the best of the Donegal contingent there, with no great team return there, was Elsa Moore of Lifford Strabane. She finished in third. Then the day began with was actually an under 9 race, and Shane McHugh from Conway was from Finn Valley, runs with Finn Valley, but from Conway, of course, he won that, and he's an exceptional little lad, so well done to him. But we moved on to the championship aspect of the day, the under 11 girls. Finn Valley, an excellent under 17, under 11 girls team. Finn Valley on 17, Ross is on 48, and then City of Derry, an excellent return. Now, in addition to that, you had Molly Gallagher and Kiva Michael Henley 1-2 in that one. So, you know, that team was always going to do well. And they are a very, very strong team. On the 11 boys, well, that was a big result for Cranford. A big, big result for Cranford. They won it from a keeper lit from up Mid-Ulster area. As a club, a new club up there. And Finn Valley in third. The best of the Donegal contingent was Dylan Temple from Finn Valley. He finished in third. And the under 13 girls, an exceptional Finn Valley team out ahead on 29 points, beating Inniskillen on 41, Anna Lee from Cavan on 69. The best of the Donegal girls was a Finn Valley girl called Darcy Clark. She finished fourth, but an excellent team to turn from Valley. And the under 13 boys, well, again, Finn Valley were out ahead. They had 52 points to Ross's on 89, and St Coleman's from Downpatrick were in third in that under 13 boys. Under 15 girls, well, the Stuart Letterkenny got on the medals there with a third team placing. Lagan won it 26, Wallafield at 27, 1 point between them, between the two Belfast clubs who battled it out, and Letterkenny on 69, somewhat off but a good performance, nonetheless, just to get medals and qualify for nationals. The under 15 girls, well, the story well there was all about very close, 6 points between the top three teams. Lagan Valley from Belfast, Armagh City, they were in 53, Lagan on 50, and Finn Valley on 56. The best of the Donegal contingent, Odin and McBrearty, once again having a really strong, positive run, and that's just exactly what he does. He goes out and has a go, and he stays, and he battles, and he's tough, and he was the best of the Donegal contingent there. So then we're talking, that's really, really, that's really in the nuts and bolts of it all, you know, 11, 13, 15, 17 and 19, and then the novice, and again, that exciting finish to the day with Finn Valley on the double, winning both men's and ladies' novice team titles, and any day to win one of them would be great, but to win both, and then they alone would be very, very pleased with their down the field underage story, and of course, Cranford, getting that under 11 boys, you know, that's also very impressive for them, and you know, they always traditionally have been strong in the under 11, 13, 12 boys race, so well done to them. So that's pretty much summed it all up. An exciting day and a positive day, and good totally really impressive Donegal results, and a particularly good day once again for Finn Valley.